欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天的分享几个比较温暖的小故事。那么这些故事呢，其实都是发生在陌生人和陌生人之间的。但是呢，当你听完之后呢，心里真的会感觉到暖暖的。这里呢，我会分享三个小故事。从故事的长度上讲呢，第一个是比较短的，比较容易听懂；第二个呢，会稍微长一些。那么最长的故事呢，是第三个故事。那么在听完这三个故事之后呢，你可以告诉我哪一个故事最触动你，记得留言告诉卡卡哦。如果想要看到故事完整的图文，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。
One, this couple was struggling with crying twin babies in the middle of a restaurant, so an anonymous customer picked up their tab and sent them this note. Just breathe, you're doing great. Two, a couple weeks ago, I was at Starbucks and a homeless guy came in.One of the employees apparently befriended him. She greeted him like a friend and already knew he wanted water. Today, I was at the same Starbucks, and the homeless guy was working at the cash register. 3. Around 7 p.m. today, I heard some knocking on my door. I opened it, and it was my next-door pregnant neighbor. She was, I think, in her 7th or 8th month. She was holding a small plate in her hand.In a very shy voice, she asked if I could give her some of whatever I was cooking because she liked the smell. I think pregnant women sometimes have strong cravings and they cannot resist it. Anyway, she was shy and apologized a lot for her request since we don't know each other. I laughed and told her it was okay. I gave her some of my dinner, then she left. I watched her walking home like a cute little penguin who was happy with her successful little hunting.I felt really happy too for some reason. I ate my dinner with a big smile on my face.